interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This Irish broadcast is brought to you in part by D.A. Davidson, Walla Walla Farmers Co-op, Postal Annex Plus, Dr. Greg Fink and Dr. Eugene Martin, Banner Bank, Dale Graves, the Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, Total Comfort Solutions, Community Bank, McDonald's Zarian Insurance, Walla Walla Transmission, the Emlenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, Burn Street RV, Blue Mountain Vision Clinic, Crop Production Services, Baker Boyer Bank, Animal Clinic East, Imagine Motors, Connor's Mr. Carpet, Gisa Credit Union, Valley Vision Clinic, Doyle Electric, Concrete Industries, and Super One Foods. And now here's the voice of the Irish, Mike Spies, on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike Spies coming to you live from Burleski Stadium in very sunny, perfectly blue skies here in Walla Walla, Washington. A balloon stampede weekend. It's also district tournament baseball weekend as we have the second game of the Southeast 2B Baseball District 9 playoffs just about to get underway in the most beautiful day of our spring so far. In the first game of this district tournament today, Waitsburg-Prescott eliminated Dayton in a game to determine the third seed into the regional tournaments next weekend. Waitsburg-Prescott will advance to Region 2 at Adna High School in Southwest Washington. And DeSales boys will take on the Asotin Panthers. Both teams will advance to the regional tournament next week. The Irish boys, with a 17-2 overall record, they finished first in the conference at 13-1. The Asotin Panthers, 17-2, also on the regular season, but their only two losses to DeSales last Saturday in a league doubleheader at Asotin. So the Irish boys claim the league title by sweeping the Panthers on their home diamond. And now Asotin travels here to Burleski to try to knock the Irish down to the number two seed from this district into the next round of postseason play. Glad you're with us. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, I'll explain the postseason scenario in a little more detail on 100.7 FM KHSS.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
Protecting expensive farm equipment from wear and excessive maintenance costs is a top priority for Valley farmers. Walla Walla Farmers Co-op is proud to offer the new Cemex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel. This premium diesel keeps your equipment in top shape. Farmers will find better fuel efficiency, more power, and quicker starts, along with keeping your equipment in like new operating condition. To find out more, give Larry Galloway a call at 525-6690.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock. That's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Burleski Stadium, home of the Walla Walla Suites, their season opener June 1st. But today and next weekend will be high school postseason baseball here at Burleski Stadium. Tim Duncan and his assistant Brian Biaggi chalking in the batter's boxes as both teams have taken their warm-ups. And this district tournament, what it does is it allows the six top teams in the league to play off for three regional tournament berths. Now, what the regional tournament is the official start of what they would call the state tournament. The top 16 teams in the state meet up in four regional tournaments around the state, one at Burleski Stadium here in Walla Walla, one in Spokane, will be played in Adna, Washington, and the fourth one at Daniels Field in Anacortes, Washington. Each region will have a champion. That leaves four teams, and then those four teams will advance Memorial Day weekend to Ellensburg, Washington, Central Washington University, and they will play in the semifinals and championships. So this is the first round of postseason play to decide which teams from your league slash your district will advance to the regional tournaments. Passaic and Mesodin, the way the bracket is set up this year, because they finished first and second in the league, they will automatically advance to regional play. Today's game is for the district championship and the number one seed to regionals. The number one seed will stay right here at Burleski Stadium in Walla Walla, obviously in a nice perk for the DeSales squad. Mesodin, if they're first seed, if they win this district championship, they'll come back down Highway 12 here to Burleski Stadium next weekend. If the Irish prevail over Mesodin, the Panthers will travel to Spokane. So travel-wise, mileage-wise, it's kind of a wash for the Panthers. Definitely an advantage for DeSales to stay here next weekend in regional tournament play. So that's a look at the bracket. Waitsburg-Prescott has already won a loser-out game. They had to win two loser-out games in this district tournament because basically the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth place teams in the league, they play off for a third and final district tournament berth. Waitsburg-Prescott beat Teco Oaksdale-Rosalia on Tuesday 10-0. Dayton beat Liberty Christian 8-0 also on Tuesday. And then in a game earlier today, Waitsburg-Prescott blanked Dayton 7-0, ending Dayton's season with an 11-11 record. Waitsburg-Prescott, the only team to beat DeSales in league play this year, ran their record to 14-7, and they will travel to Adna, where they will take on the number two team from one of the western districts at 10 a.m. next Saturday morning. So a long road trip ahead for Waitsburg-Prescott. Well, they've got the field all trimmed up. They're just waiting on the umpires and the exchanging of the starting lineups. We'll be back with a closer look at this matchup and look at how these teams matched up with each other last week in Mesodin when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With five conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
Hassle-free, pressure-free, worry-free. Since 1950, these three statements have described the way Dale Graves does business. Hassle-free because they simply don't allow it. Pressure-free because high pressure is not the way to do business. And worry-free because their award-winning service department backs up all their sales. Others may make these claims. Dale Graves has been the dealership of choice for over 60 years. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, a tradition of satisfaction since 1950. South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Need a new heating and cooling system? Call Total Comfort today. You could save up to $3,100 in rebates and tax credits on a qualifying Lennox home comfort system. Hi, I'm Maureen from Total Comfort Solutions, and there has never been a better time to update your home heating system. A new heating system from Total Comfort Solutions could save you hundreds on your utility bills. And for a limited time, you could receive $3,100 in rebates and tax credits. Call 525-4868 for your free in-home comfort consultation.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Burleski Stadium. The Sales will be in the third base dugout here at Burleski. They've got their four screen jerseys with Irish across the front and the white pants. The Panthers will be in the black uniforms with the orange trim, a Soton across the front, orange numbers with white trim around. And here come the umpires onto the field for this district championship game. Head coach is Kim Cox. And Coach Jim Holman for the Assotin Panthers will meet by home plate to exchange lineup cards. As I mentioned earlier, these teams met last Saturday at Assotin for what essentially was the regular season title. The Sales came into that doubleheader fresh off their first league loss of the year, losing 2-1 during the week against Waitsburg Prescott last week. Assotin went into the game with an unblemished record, but the Irish came ready to play. They beat Assotin in both halves of the twin bill. They defeated Assotin 13-6 in the first game, and then blanked the Panthers 6-0 in the second contest. So a very good effort up and down the lineup for DeSales in that doubleheader, handing Assotin their only two losses so far this season, claiming the regular season title. Now the Irish boys will try to make it three straight over Assotin and win the district championship. The Sales was in action on Tuesday. They traveled to LeGrand to take on LeGrand Oregon's Tigers of the 4A classification in Oregon and lost a very close 2-1 decision to LeGrand, but a very good tune-up for this district championship ball game. We'll be back with a look at the lineups and get ready for live action here when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you need to expand your inventory or hire another employee? How do you make the most of your cash flow? How can you reduce or eliminate fees on your business checking account? These are issues that we at Community Bank help solve on a day-in, day-out basis. Need a good business bank? No problem. Community Bank. Local money working for local people. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Solutions, not problems.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live at Burleski Stadium. The Empire's going over the grounds rules here at Burleski Stadium with Sales Irish head coach Kim Cox and Assotin head coach Jim Holman. Congratulations to Coach Cox. Well-documented career here in coaching baseball at the Sales. His win at Assotin in that doubleheader sweep, the second win, gave him his 600th career victory. So, Coach Cox, one of only three high school coaches in the history of the state of Washington to reach 600 wins, an extremely impressive feat for Coach Cox and the DeSales program. And the Irish goal every year, of course, to reach the state championship game. DeSales has won 16 state titles. But it's been a little bit of a drought for the Irish. Last year, lost in the semifinals to Seattle Lutheran. So trying to get back to that state championship game this year, and Coach Cox was a young roster, only one senior on the roster in the overall program, that being Spencer Cordero. And we've seen her on the roster. The Panthers, on the other hand, are a very experienced squad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 seniors on their roster. Well, the grounds crew is finished. The umpires have gone over the pregame instruction. We're just about ready to go. Gathering the lineup card information as we speak as they bring those up to the press area. Quick look at the season stat sheet supplied to me by Kim Cox. The Sales sports a very impressive team batting average this year of .367. Joe Dean, a .409 hitter, is their leading hitter on the year. Only one home run for the Sales this year. Tim Cottle, junior first baseman, has that. He also leads the team in RBIs with 27. But several other players are in the 20s. Joe Dean from his leadoff spot, along with that .409 batting average. The junior also has 26 ribbies and he's stolen 7 bases and he has 8 sacrifices. So Joe Dean has been a very, very productive hitter for the Irish. Also in the 20-plus RBI category is Spencer Cordero, the only senior on the roster with his .380 average. He has 22 RBIs. Cameron Richmond, just a freshman, has 23 RBIs. Well, we're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for the two teams and the first pitch. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage. Prepare to have your car buying experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Isuzu, Mercedes, Chevy, Subaru, Cadillac, or Honda, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Bereski Stadium. The announcements of the starting lineups are taking place. The Panthers are lined up on the first baseline. They'll be the designated visiting team in this contest. The Irish Boys are being announced as I speak. They'll be the designated home team. Let's go ahead and look at the batting order for DeSales. Joe Dean will lead it off, the junior hitting 409 on the season. Travis Hain, another junior, will bat second. He's hitting 387. Spencer Cordero, the only senior on the roster, batting 380, will bat third. Tim Cottle, a junior, hitting 377, will bat fourth. Cameron Richmond, just a freshman, will hitting 360, will bat fifth. Logan Hoff, a junior, will bat sixth, hitting 370. The number seven hitter, another junior, Cody Josephek. Cody has really been hitting the ball well lately. He's got an average of 484, which leads the team as 44 at bats, which are quite a bit lower than most of the other players who are up in the 60s in at bats. But Cody's been hitting the ball very well lately, 484 batting average. Adam Eskel is in the batting lineup at number eight. Adam is a sophomore. He will not play defense. He's a designated hitter. He's a 259 hitter. And Kyler Pomeranz, a 464 hitter, another junior. So the sales batting order will feature one senior, six juniors, a sophomore, and a freshman. Let's set the defense for the Panthers. At first base will be Aaron Trimmel, a freshman. Ryan Schaefer, a sophomore, will play second base. Robert McIntosh, a senior will play shortstop. At third base will be Josh Trimmel, also a senior. In left field will be Seth Morton, a junior, Avery Hurst, a senior, and Ian Hurst, his younger brother, a junior, in right field. And the pitching-catching combination for the Panthers, behind the plate, Grant Parsons, a senior, and his senior classmate, Jackson Webb, who's a very talented pitcher. He's mowed down most of the league over the past couple of years. DeSales has had some success against Webb, especially last Saturday in the first game of their pivotal doubleheader, where they jumped on Webb early and scored four runs in the first two innings and then put up four more in the third inning. Webb survived the storm, shut the Irish out for the next three innings, and the Irish got to him again in the sixth, and they took Webb out of the ballgame. So that is the DeSales batting order and the Asotin defense. Now we'll switch it up and talk about the Asotin offense as they will start the game at the plate against the Irish. The leadoff hitter will be Robert McIntosh, a senior. He was 1-for-6 when these teams met last week. Grant Parsons, another senior, will bat number two. Jackson Webb, a senior, will bat number three. Seth Morton, a junior, number four hitter. Number five hitter is Avery Hurst. Number six hitter, Josh Trimmel. He's a senior, as is Avery Hurst. Aaron Trimmel, just a freshman, will bat seventh. Ryan Schaefer, a sophomore, will bat eighth. And Ian Hurst, a junior, will bat ninth. Josh Trimmel, senior, was 3-for-7 against the Sales in that doubleheader. Seth Morton, the cleanup hitter, was 2-for-7 and with a triple, but he also struck out to DeSales pitching three times. Let's look at the DeSales defense as they've taken the field and are about ready to take on the Panthers. First base, a junior, Tim Cottle. Joe Dean, another junior at second base. Travis Hain, another junior, will be at shortstop. Spencer Cordero, the senior, at third base. In left field will be Kyler Pomeranz. And at center field, Riley Roach, a junior who's not in the batting order, but he will play center field, and Cody Josephek will play right field. The catcher-pitcher battery for DeSales, behind the plate, a freshman, Cameron Richmond, and on the mound, Logan Hoff, a left-handed pitcher with a 9-1 record, a 2.4 ERA, very good control on the season, 61 strikeouts, and just 16 base on balls. And Logan is already with pitch one in for strike one on the outside corner at the knees to Robert McIntosh. McIntosh was 1-for-6 with two strikeouts in the doubleheader last week. And another pitch low and in to McIntosh for ball one. Pretty deep ballpark here at Bereski Stadium, home of the Walla Walla Suites. They're actually putting the finishing touches on some of the trim around the outfield. Do not have all of the dimension signs up. It is 315 down the left field line, but a hand-operated scoreboard makes a pretty tall wall there. And there's a base hit on the next pitch in to McIntosh right back up the middle. So the Panthers' leadoff hitter, Robert McIntosh, one of five seniors in their batting order, is on at first base. That will bring up Grant Parsons, who is 3-for-6 with a double when these teams met last week. It's about 325 down the right field line. They don't have the sign up. About 365 to power alleys, about 410 to straightaway center field. Look through the left field fence, through the trees and the hedge. You can see DeSales' campus. First pitch into Parsons is a ball. Popped, checking McIntosh. And Parsons lifts one into right field. It's going to drop for a base hit. Joseph Beck gets the ball in quickly, and McIntosh will hold up his second base. So Parsons with and McIntosh with back-to-back singles. I think I mentioned that Logan Hoff was a left-hander. That is not correct. He is a right-hander. It's Jackson Webb for Asotin who is the left-hander. So Asotin got the hitting shoes on early. Two on, nobody out. And Webb will stand up to the left side, first pitch swinging, hits the ball over Pomeranian's head, all the way to the fence on one hop, and that will score one. Here comes Parsons, he will score as well, so Jackson Webb, the Panthers senior pitcher, starts his team off well, hits a high fly ball to left field. Pomeranian got a late jump on the ball, sun right in his face, but that was one bounce off the track and off the fence in straightaway left field, so Webb, a two-run double, and the first three Asotin Panthers have touched up Logan Hoff for solid hits. And that'll bring up Seth Morton, and he's a first-pitch swinger. He pops into foul territory right in front of the first-base dugout. Not enough height on the ball to allow Richmond or Cottle, who both hustled over, to get to the ball. Good hustle by Cameron Richmond, the freshman catcher, and Cottle, the junior first baseman. A little blooper, and now Jim Holman wants to talk to Seth Morton. So Asotin, very aggressive, swinging early in the count and spraying the ball around. Base hit up the middle, base hit to right field, and then the left-handed batting Webb lifted a fly ball on one hop off the fence in left field. He's now at second base with nobody out. Winner will play here at Burleski next week in the region tournament. I think they call that region, looking at my notes, region one, region four, excuse me. Region one is up in Anacortes, Washington. Pitch low and away to Morton, even at a ball and strike. Now curveball back up the middle, stab by Hoff, off his foot, doesn't see it, picks it up, and that's going to be a base hit. Hoff trying to shake it off. That was a line drive right at the shoe tops of Hoff. He got his glove on it, but it also, I think, went off the bony part of his foot. And Kim Cox wants to go check on his pitcher, Logan Hoff. Logan tried to find the baseball, but it was right where his foot was. And so a base hit for Seth Morton. So Logan has been greeted rather harshly by the Panther hitters here to start this ballgame. Four straight base hits. Webb's at third. Morton's at first. And the Irish are down early, 2-0. Trying to avoid that long road trip next Saturday to Spokane. And they're going to give Logan a couple of warm-up tosses to see if his foot is okay. Well, one of Logan's strong points statistically has been his control, and Asotin is taking advantage of that right now. They know he'll come in with the ball, so they're teeing off. Xavier Hirsch, a big physical senior, standing in from the right side. First pitch swinging again, fouled and nubbed into the on-deck circle, where Josh Trimmel will pick it up. As I mentioned, the Panthers swinging early in the count. Off in the stretch. One strike pitch popped up in the infield. Runner was going. He'll have to watch the ball. Now it drifts into the outfield where Joe Dean gloves it. and Joe will run it in. So the first out is recorded as Joe Dean corrals the fly high pop-up in shallow right center field. And I'll bring up Josh Trimble, the third baseman for Soton, one of five seniors on this roster, open stance from the left side, the right side. Hoff's first pitch right down the middle. There's a runner going down to second. He's going to hold up, and the ball short hops Dean, and the runner Webb will come in from third. So Richmond kind of short off the throw. The runner, Morton, held up, which I think distracted Dean. He bobbled the ball, and that allowed Webb to score. Well, that would be an error on the catcher on the throw, and Morton moves down to second base. The pitch was a ball, actually two pitches in now, ball and a strike to Trimble. So Soton, three runs in, one out. They've got Morton in scoring position down at second base. Big secondary lead for Morton on that pitch. Low at the knees for strike two on Trimble. Trimble was 3-for-7 last weekend. Well, the Sails jumped on the Panthers early last week to get the Panthers their first loss of the season. There's a pitch all the way to the backstop way outside, and that'll be a wild pitch that will move Morton over to third base. And the count evens on Trimble at 2-2. So Soton, stinging a little bit from last weekend's Twinville loss, their first two losses of the season. Now Coach Cox wants to move his defense around, and they'll come in on the infield grass, and there's a timeout called. You want to get things reset. So the infield is in with one out. There's a strike at the knees to Trimble for strike three. Much needed second out of the inning. That'll bring up the freshman Aaron Trimble for a Soton. Aaron Trimble, according to my notes from the box scores from last weekend, did not play against the Sails. He takes the first pitch for ball one. The seventh player to come to the plate for Soton here in the top of the first inning. Three of them have scored. As a check swing for a strike on the inside corner to Aaron Trimble. Four straight hits, then a throwing error on a semi-delay steal allowed a run in. Pitch on the outside corner for strike two to Aaron Trimble. Logan Hoff working quickly. He's got the ball in the windup. That pitch low in the dirt and knocked down nicely by Cameron Richmond. Count even at 2-2. Trying to get the freshman to chase that breaking ball off the plate outside and held up. 2-2 pitch low and away, and the count has gone full to Aaron Trimble. Ryan Schaefer's on deck. Soton off to a good start in this district championship game, lead 3-0 in the top of the first inning. There's a chopper to third base, and Cordero plays it on a second hop, throw across the infield for the out. So the Sails get three straight outs after four straight hits by a Soton. And the Panthers get three runs on four hits. There was one error and one left on base. So with the DeSales Irish coming to bat here in the district championship game, they trail the Panthers 3-0. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tempting to give our pets the same medications we use to treat medical problems in ourselves, but don't do it. Many human medications can be very dangerous to pets, resulting in complications that are costly to correct and even death. Always consult your Walla Walla area veterinarian before giving your pet any human medications, including those sold over the counter. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East. serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the DeSales boys in the bottom of the first inning will come to the plate with some work to do already, down 3-0. But they proved they can score against the Panthers. They scored 13 runs up out of Soton last week against Jackson Webb, the lefty, very talented pitcher. I'm sure working with the lead, he wants to redeem himself for his effort last Saturday. He started off nicely, a double on a hop off the fence to drive in two runs in the first inning. He's got 2-0 quickly to Joe Dean, though. First pitch was high, second pitch is low and in the dirt for ball two. Joe, generously listed, I would say, at about 5'7", prevents a tough strike zone. As I mentioned in the pregame, a 409 hitter is Joe. An excellent stat sheet up and down the board. 7 stolen bases, 8 sacrifice flies, 26 RBI. And he takes another pitch after taking a strike. It's 3-1. Joe leaning in from the right side. Here's the 3-1 pitch. High for ball four. So Joe Dean does his job as the leadoff batter. Gets on base. I'll bring up Travis Payne. Another Irish junior. Travis, a 387 hitter. One of 6 juniors on this young upperclassman, but young, only 1 senior on the DeSales roster. Payne. First pitch swinging, it'll never foul, jammed him, rolls dead up the right side. First baseman Aaron Trimmel, freshman, will retrieve it, and they'll roll it into the Asotin dugout now. Get Jackson Webb a new baseball. Checks Dean over at first base. Joe Devlin leaning back towards first pitch up and away to hang. The ball evens at the ball. The count evens at 1-1. On deck, Spencer Cordero. Payne really leaning on that back foot. There's a toss over to first base. Dean is back easily. Jackson Webb, the senior left-hander for Soton, just trying to keep Dean close. Sales has stolen 48 bases in the 19-game schedule, running the bases very well, and they got him picked off. Dean takes off for second. Here's a throw. High. He slides in. He's safe. So Joe Dean got picked off at first but took off for second, and that's a tough throw for the first baseman down to second base with the runner right in your view. He threw it high. Joe Dean, a nice little one-handed slide around the bag. So a mistake turned into an advancement of a base for Joe Dean. And the pitch, there was no pitch. It was a pickoff attempt. So the count still 1-1 on Hayne. Now Dean in scoring position at second base. Breaking ball high to Hayne for ball two. 2-1. Frustrating for a pitcher. He caught the base runner off the base. And Dean did not hesitate. He put the head down and went hard for second base and beat the throw. Pop up in foul territory is going to get out of play over on the right side. Bounces high off the Burleski Stadium asphalt down the right field sideline. And the count even at 2-2 on Travis Hayne. Sales boys down early, 3-0. The Panthers' first 4 hitters in the game got base hits, including a 2-run double by Jackson Webb, who's the pitcher for the Panthers. Here's the 2-2 pitch, up and away, and the count has gone full. So Dean worked it to a 3-1 count before walking, and now Webb in danger of walking Hayne as well in the stretch, checking Dean at second base. Here's the 3-2 pitch, fouled at the plate off of Hayne's leg. Count remains full. The Sales hitters under the tutelage of head coach Kim Cox have, I won't hesitate to say always, but typically they make the pitcher work. And it just tells on the pitcher throughout the game, especially an ace like Jackson Webb who's used to mowing players down. The Sales makes you work for everything you get as a pitcher. and just fatigues him after a while. We keep this line in the right center field. That's down for extra bases between the right and left center fielder, And Haynes in with a stand-up double. Jodine will score from second base. Travis Haynes. Got a line drive right in between the center fielder and the right fielder. Got down for a double. And Sales answering a certain right away. The three stop from the Panthers in the top of the first. The Sales has one back. Nobody out. Haynes in scoring position for the number three hitter. For the Sales, that's Spencer Cordero. Spencer, the only senior on the on the Irish roster. Pitch inside for ball one to Spencer. Spencer, a 380 hitter, 22 RBI. Trying to make it 23. Base hit, should score. Travis Haynes from second. He's got good speed. Outfield playing pretty shallow on Haynes. Now, Webb will step off, and they call a balk on Webb as Webb got himself turned around, and the balk will send Haynes down to third base. So the Sales base runners have put the pressure on the Panther defense. Webb has picked a runner off, but was not successful in recording the out as Dean took off for second base, and now Haynes gets the third on the balk call on Webb. Next pitch to Cordero, way outside. Two balls, no strike. Sales down 3-1 here in this district championship game. Easily the nicest day of the year so far in the Walla Walla Valley. A little cool this morning, but it's sunny now. Not a cloud in the sky. The flag down the right field line is not moving a bit. Beautiful day. As Cordero fouls the pitch back. Two balls, one strike. As Webb now has a new baseball. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball over for strike two. Spencer knew it, but it wasn't to his liking, so he'll just reset and get ready for the 2-2 pitch from Webb. Outfielders repositioning for Asotin. They're still playing very shallow. Trimmel, the right fielder, moving well off the line after the instruction. There's a pitch right on the inside corner for strike three. Spencer couldn't pull the trigger. So caught looking is Cordero. For the first out of the inning. I'll bring up Tim Cottle. Tim has the only home run on the stat sheet for DeSales. That pitch right across the letters on the outside corner for strike one. So Joe Dean is in with one run for DeSales. Travis Haynes with a double that scored Dean. Moved over to third on the balk. And Cottle will try to pick him up now. That pitch in the dirt blocked nicely by Grant Parsons, the senior catcher for the Panthers. And the count is even at a ball and a strike on Cottle. Timmy, a 377 hitter, 27 RBIs on the regular season. As I mentioned, the only home run for DeSales so far this year. Next pitch, fastball up and away. Timmy had an account, two balls, one strike. Two, one, count, Webb in the stretch. Pitch on the way, and it goes behind Cottle. That hit him. Now, the Sales players are very disciplined at the plate. When they see that pitch coming inside, as hard as it is, they normally just keep those feet stuck in the ground, and they're very willing to take the base via the hit-by-pitch. And that one went all the way behind Cottle. So Tim will stand in now 3-1. Swing and a miss with a fastball up around the eyes, maybe out of the strike zone. Hard to lay out that one. So the count has gone full to Cottle. On deck, the freshman Cameron Richmond. Webb in the stretch. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fouled out of play on the right side by Cottle. Tim backs out, taps the bat on his cleats. He kind of felt he should have been on that pitch. He'll get another chance here, really crowding the right side of that batter's box. Here's the 3-2 pitch again. Popped up in the infield, jam shot. McIntosh, battling the sun from his shortstop spot, will field it in the infield for the second out. So DeSales, who got their first two batters on base, and Joe Dean came in and scored,
heading in fifth is number 24.
Now face two outs, trailing 3-1. We go to timeout as the one of the Panther assistant coaches, I think that's Travis Smith, is going to come out and talk to Webb. As Webb has settled down nicely, walked Joe Dean to start the game, picked him, caught him off first base with a throw over. Joe broke for second and slid in safely, and then Travis Hayne, a solid double to right center field. And then Hayne was balked over to third base as Webb got his footwork a little messed up out on the mound. But Webb has settled down. He got Spencer Cordero looking for the strikeout and an infield pop-up to Cottle. Now it's up to freshman Cameron Richmond to keep the rally going for DeSales. Cameron, a 360 hitter with 23 RBI. First pitch, Cameron hit down the hole on the left side. Two for a base hit. First pitch swinging, a hanging curveball. Solid ground ball base hit by Cameron Richmond. To stay back. Nice base hit against Webb, and that brings in Hayne from third base, and the Sales has two runs in and trail by one. That'll bring up Logan Hoff, the DeSales pitcher, who was tagged for four straight hits by Asotin, including a two-run double by his pitching counterpart, Webb, and Webb throw over to first base, diving back safely in plenty of time is Richmond. So I'm sure Logan would like to try to keep this inning going, get back at his pitching counter bit, part a little bit. Logan, another one of those juniors on the DeSales roster, a 370 hitter. Pitch is over for strike one. Logan took a look at it, didn't offer. A welcome breeze blowing now out towards the right field corner. The one-strike pitch, breaking ball, another third base side, fielded there by Josh Trimble, throw across to his brother Aaron in time to get Hoff, and Hoff gimping a little bit as he crosses the bag. Remember, he was drilled by that shoe-top line drive in the first inning. So he's limping a little bit. Well, the sale gets two back, two runs on two hits. There were no Asotin errors and one runner left on base. We've played one complete inning. The sales trails Asotin in this district championship game. 3-2. We'll be back on 100.7 FM, KHSM.
Customers love the fact that all our new vehicles are value priced. It makes buying a new vehicle fun again. So we've decided to make another big change. Now, all our used vehicles are also value priced. No negotiation is necessary, and you can feel confident that you are getting a quality used vehicle at a great price. So as we continue to whittle away at this recession, visit our new website, ImagineToyota.com, and pick out your favorite vehicle, whether new or used, value priced. Imagine Toyota, Eastgate, Walden.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com puts all things Catholic at your fingertips. Like the universal and worldwide nature of the Catholic Church herself, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is also universal and worldwide, providing links to literally tens of thousands of Catholic-oriented websites on the World Wide Web. Visit OurCatholicNeighborhood.com and see for yourself how this dynamic new website enables and enhances relationships between Catholics on a local, national, and international level. OurCatholicNeighborhood.com, revealing the breadth and the depth of the Catholic Church in our world.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Burleski Stadium here in Walla Walla, home of the Walla Walla Suites, who open their season June 1st. Walla Walla Suites, with that semi-pro team, I guess you'd call it. That's what the official description of their level of play is. Logan Hawks, first pitch into the number 8 hitter for the Panthers. Ryan Schaefer is swung at and missed to the high strike. Schaefer, a sophomore, looks at another high one. This time he holds the bat back. Count even the ball and a strike on Schaefer. Schaefer was 1-for-6 with a double when these teams met in the doubleheader last week. Squares the butt, pulls the bat back. It's low and away for ball two. Asotin lost 13-6 and 6-0 in that doubleheader. They came into that doubleheader undefeated. DeSales swept the doubleheader to win the regular season league title. Uh, The next pitch over for a strike. Next pitch, as I missed one pitch, is outside. The crowd behind home plate thought it might have got the outside corner, but the count has gone full now on Ryan Schaefer. 3-2 pitch to Schaefer, low for ball four. So the second inning in a row, the Panthers have the leadoff man on. McIntosh, a solid base hit to start the game, and Schaefer, base on balls, here in the top of the second. Now Ian Hurst, junior right fielder for the Panthers, will come to the plate. Takes the first pitch for strike one right down the middle. So now 3-2. Hop working from the stretch. Pitch fouled out of play, just kind of reached out and jabbed at it, did Ian Hurst, and looped it foul over the fence along the right field line. Hop quickly ahead of Ian Hurst, the number 9 hitter for Asotin. No balls, 2 strikes. Leadoff man, Schaefer, gets back on the snap thrower by Hop. Asotin did a nice job with some base running in the first inning. He had first and third, a little bit of a delayed steal. And the throw to Dean at second base, a little short. And there's a ball hit up the middle, scooped nicely by Hayne. He'll take it himself, throw over to first for the double play. Nice job by Travis Hayne. He thought about shoveling it to Dean, but then took it himself and the pitcher's best friend, the double play. 6-3, double play. And that will get us back at the top of the order. And the nice thing about that, we have 2 out and nobody on as Robert McIntosh comes to the plate. McIntosh singled sharply on a ground ball up the middle, came around to score in the first inning. He'll turn and bunt up to third base. Right, Cordero's going to pair hand it. Tough throw across. McIntosh will beat it. Nice bunt, nice defense. Good play all the way around, really. Very well-placed bunt by McIntosh. Cordero tried to charge in and one-hand it. Tough throw. Cottle knocked it down nicely, so McIntosh has a nice 2-for-2 day going. And that will bring up Grant Parsons. Who had a base hit into shallow right center field his first time up. Came around to score on the web double. Pitch low and away for ball one to Parsons. So Soden already with 5 hits. That one's popped straight back and out of play by Parsons. Count even at a ball and a strike. The doubleheader last weekend, they had 9 hits in the first game, losing 13-6. And then were held scoreless on 6 hits in the second game. Foul tipped at home plate, knocked down nicely by Cameron Richmond. Cameron, good catcher fundamentals for the freshman behind the plate. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Grant Parsons. 2 outs from the top of the second inning. DeSales trails at 3-2 on the scoreboard. There, McIntosh is going to run. Pitches in the dirt. Richmond snap throw down to second base. Goes into center field. McIntosh will hold up as the center fielder, Riley Roach, does a nice job backing up. So a stolen base for McIntosh. The pitch was a ball to Parsons. So Grant Parsons with the count even at 2-2 now has McIntosh down in scoring position at second base with 2 outs. Hoff in the stretch. 2-2 pitch to Parsons. Breaking ball across the letters. Taken for strike 3. So the first strikeout, second strikeout of the game for Logan Hoff ends the second inning. No runs. 1 hit. No errors on DeSales, and 1 runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the second inning. DeSales down 3-2 in the district championship game on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. GISA, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of GISA's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GISAHomeLoans.com. GISA, it's where you belong. Visa Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back for the bottom of the second inning. The Sales boys trail the Assotin Panthers 3-2 as each team able to score crooked numbers on the scoreboard in the first inning. The Irish have settled down a bit defensively and kept the Panthers off the board in the top of the second, and the Sales will try to tie the game and possibly take the lead here in the bottom of the second inning. Cody Josephek, the number 7 hitter for the Irish, will lead it off. Cody, 484 batting average, leads the team in that statistical category. Been hitting very well lately. He's got about 20 less official at-bats than the leaders in that category, 64, 65, and 66. Cody has 44, takes the first pitch low from Webb. Next pitch is up and away for ball two. Cody has earned his way into the batting order with solid efforts at the plate. Next pitch is low to Josephek as well. So Webb, who walked Joe Dean to start the game last inning, is now behind 3-0 to Josephek, leading off the second inning. In the on-deck circle, Adam Eskel. Next pitch is high for ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Josephek. Adam Eskel, sophomore. 259 hitter. As Webb will check Josephek, not much of a lead over there for Cody. First pitch is high to Eskel, so 5 straight balls by Webb to start this second inning. Webb's pitch in to Eskel's taken for strike one on the outside corner. So Webb finds the strike zone for the first time in this inning. Count even at a ball and a strike. Sales down 3-2. Webb working in the stretch. High leg kick fouled straight back by Eskel. Adam, just a sophomore. Only one senior on the DeSales roster. 6 juniors in the batting order. 1 sophomore, 1 freshman. Curveball popped up in foul territory. The first baseman in Trimmel gets crossed up and will lose the ball. He had his glove facing up, and at the last minute tried to go for the basket catch, and as he was turning the glove over, it drops. So new life for Adam Eskel. And can add a little salt in the wound of Aaron Trimble. That happened right in front of his teammates. Coaching staff had to be grimacing there. Eskel will reach out and swoop one into right field for a base hit. So Eskel, with new life, gets the base hit. And the Sales has the first 2 runners on. And that's one of those stats you don't see. That is not recorded as an error. It's definitely an out that was missed out upon by the Panther defense. And we'll see if the Sales can turn it into a rally here, trailing 3-2. Kyler Pomeranian at the plate, and the Panthers have scouted at Pomeranian well. He's a very good punter. They're in on the grass at the corners. Kyler will turn to punt. He bumps it right out in front of home plate. They'll go down to first base. Nice shot by Kyler Pomerani. Nice bat handling there. As the catcher's only play was at first base. And Josefek moves to third. Esco moves to second. Kyler Pomeranian. Nice job handling the bat. Kyler's gets the sacrifice bunt. And Joe Dean will come to the plate. Curveball inside. Joe actually kind of turned away from that one. He looks down to Coach Cox, who's flashing the signs. Hopefully, Irish have a squeeze play on here or not. Joe's a very good bunter as well. He pops this one fouled on the right side. This time, Hurst, the right fielder, is going to catch in foul territory and get it back in quickly so the runners cannot advance. So Joe Dean fouls out to the right fielder, Hurst, for the second out. And now Travis Hain, who had an RBI double his first time up, in a clutch hitting situation here. His team down early, 3-2. Two runners in scoring position. Josefek with the leadoff walk is at third. Esco with the bloop single to right field is at second base. First pitch to Hain is low and inside on a breaking ball from Webb. Travis worked the count full his first time up and lined a double into right center field to bring in Dean in the bottom of the first inning. Takes a fastball right across the letters on the inside corner. Count even the ball and strike on Hain. Travis, 387 hitter. 17 RBI on the season. Like to pick up a couple here with Josefek at third and Esco at second. Two outs. 1-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss by Hain. So Webb has a count in his favor. Sales trying to tie or take the lead here in the bottom of the second inning. They're down 3-2, but they have two runners on in scoring position. Webb really taking his time, looking in for the sign from Grant Parsons, and now Hain says, hey, can I have some time out? Home plate umpire Dale Callahan says, yes, you may. And they'll reset now. Hain in the batter's box. Webb now in the stretch. 1-2 pitch on the way. Fastball high. Travis got right up on his tiptoes, taking a look at that, and held off. Count even at 2-2 on Travis Hain. Opportunity for DeSales to tie or take the lead on a base hit here. Well, really deliberate with Hain at the plate. Still in the stretch. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's high for ball three. Now, just like the last time these two players face each other in the first inning, Hain has worked the count full and then laced a double into right center field. Let's see if he can do the same or similar. First base is open. Cordero is on deck. Next pitch, pop foul, straight back by Hain. Now they say when a batter fouls a pitch straight back, he was right on it timing-wise, just didn't square it up on the meat of the bat. Travis had the right timing on that pitch to see if what Webb comes with this time. He's going to step off. Webb very deliberate this inning, especially this at bat against Hain. Checks the runners in the stretch. Here's the 3-2 pitch again. And Hain checks his swing, ball in the dirt. Now, did he check it? They say he didn't. So they're going to call him out. The DeSales contingent said, how can that be a strike, or how did he go? But Travis Hain strikes out on a check swing on a pitch in the dirt, and they threw him out at first base. So DeSales, a chance to tie it up, couldn't do it. No runs, one hit, no Asotin errors, and two runners left in scoring position. We've played two complete innings. Asotin 3, DeSales 2. We'll be right back. 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we're quickly ready to go in the top of the third inning. One pitch already in the books, and the second one on the way for a ball to Jackson Webb, the senior pitcher for the Panthers, who had a double on one hop. And he tried to call a timeout, stepped out. The umpire didn't grant it. It's a strike, and now one ball, two strikes. Webb swings a pitch in the dirt. Richmond lost the handle on it, and Webb can be at first base. He's going to go to second. Here's a throw down by Richmond, and they've got him. Webb got way too greedy there. He struck out on a kind of a frustrating at bat where he wasn't granted timeout for strike two, swung and missed at strike three. Cameron Richmond couldn't find it. Webb never slowed down, really, rounding first, took off for second base, and Richmond gunned him down easily. So a two-base strikeout on Webb. And there's a pop-up into right field. Joe Steck on the run, can't make the play, over in the right field bullpen. That's a tough area. You've got the bullpen mounds just past the right field foul line. Josefek was on the run over there, and as soon as your foot steps across that line, you're into the dirt and then up onto the mound, so your elevation changes, so your line of sight on the ball changes. So Cody got crossed up over there. So Seth Morton, new life there with one strike on him. Breaking ball over for strike two. Morton, a base hit, his first time up, the cleanup hitter for the Panthers, advanced as far as third base. Breaking ball fouled straight back. And another pitch where an Assotin Panther has been asking for timeout, but the umpire's not granted it. Just because you put your hand up asking for time doesn't mean the umpire has to grant it. A little chop up the third base side. Cordero will glove it with the backhand, but it is in a foul ball. No ball, two strikes. Well, ground ball to Cordero, two hops, scoops it, throws across to the out. So two quick outs. The first one a little bit adventurous, a strikeout where they end up throwing the runner out second base. And that'll bring up Avery Hurst, who popped up to shallow right field. Actually, Joe Dean at second base ended up fielding it. And he bloops this one to right field. Cottle going back off the top of his glove. It's going to be a base hit. Tim Cottle looked like he had a beat on that ball, but it got on him a little quicker than he was ready for it and went off the top of his mitt for a base hit for Avery Hurst. So a two-out single for the Panthers. And that'll bring up Josh Trimble, who struck out looking in the first inning. Soten up 3-2. Pitch outside by Hoft. Hurst, one of five seniors in the Panther batting order. Open stance. Pops it down the right field side again. This one bounces into the bullpen. Cody Josefek will go run it down. count even the ball and strike on Hurst. So Soton definitely going the other way in their at-bats against Hoff this inning, trying to punch the ball into right field. 1-1 pitch low and away by Hoff. Two balls, one strike. So Hoff, for the third inning in a row, has a strikeout. The ball hit on the ground to Dean at second base. He'll throw to first for the out. For the Panthers, no runs, one hit. No to sale theirs, and one runner left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the third inning. The sale down 3-2 against the Soton. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries. At Super One Foods, we know that the two biggest things on your mind when you arrive are how quickly you can get your shopping done and how much money will still be in your pocket when you walk out the door. That's why we work so hard to present you with an enjoyable one-stop shopping experience that saves you time and money and has you leaving with a smile on your face. You'll especially appreciate our extensive selection of 77 organic fruits and vegetables. Plus, we're the only store where you'll find Huckleberry's Natural Market, which offers a broad array of natural and organic foods and products. Super One Foods, 9th Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live for the bottom of the third inning. Spencer Cordero will lead it off for the DeSales Irish. Senior first pitch, little chopper up the third base side. It's going to be a foul ball. Spencer struck out looking his first time up. Spencer, a 380 hitter on the season. Webb, one strike pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss by Cordero. Quickly ahead of Spencer, 0-2. Working quickly is Webb, and there's a strike at the knees. And Cordero, not having much luck at the plate today. Spencer get called out looking for the second time. Had a couple words for the umpire as he walked back to the dugout. Cottle, swing and a miss, as Webb really changes his pace out there. When he's on, he's working really quickly right now. Last inning, with runners on base, he was very deliberate in his motion. But right now, he's grabbing it and throwing it. Quickly ahead of Tim Cottle, no balls and two strikes, as that's fouled up the first third baseline. Riley Roach will sprint out of the DeSales dugout and retrieve the ball. Next pitch is high out of the strike zone to Cottle. Cottle popped up into the infield. The shortstop, his first time up. Breaking ball in the dirt for a ball. Count even at 2-2 on Cottle. Tim, a 377 hitter on the season. 2-2 pitch. Fouled straight back by Cottle. Folks sitting right behind home plate, flinching, even though there's that black net there to protect them. Hard not to react. 2-2 pitch again. Up and in, right underneath the chin of Cottle. I'm going to count even at 3-2. Good at bat by Tim Cottle. Good battle with Jackson Webb, senior for the Panthers. Left-handed 3-2 pitch just off the plate outside. Wanted that call, didn't get it. And so Tim on at first base with a one-out walk, and they'll bring up Cameron Richmond. Cameron, a solid two-out ground ball face hit through the left side to score Travis Haynes. His first time up. 3-2. Soton with the lead. Richmond takes strike one, a fastball in the outside corner. Cameron, a 360 hitter with now 24 RBIs on the season. He picked up a postseason RBI in his first postseason at bat. Just a freshman. That pitch also outside, this one off the plate. Count even the ball and strike. So he's seen Webb's fastball in the outside corner. That was a little bit of an off-speed pitch. count even at 1-1. And Cottle's going on the pitch. His little number to the shortstop. McIntosh gloves it, toss across, gets Richmond at first base. Cottle will move up to second base. Now with two outs.
Pitcher Logan.
And Logan Hoff will come up for the second time today. Logan grounded out to the third baseman, Josh Trimble, his first time up. He's got Tim Cottlebaum scoring position at second base. Take strike one there. On deck for DeSales. Cody Josephek. Next pitch right across the letters to Hoff. Another off-speed pitch. Kind of tied Logan up. Got his little happy feet in that box on that pitch. 0-2. Webb checks Cottle at second base. Breaking ball stays outside. Logan lets it go. Sales with the tying run down to third base here in the bottom of the third inning, trailing 3-2 in this district championship contest. Winner, play here at Burleski Stadium next week. Loser travels to Spokane. There's a solid shot back up the middle. Diving stop by the second baseman. Can't get it out of his glove. It's safe. Cottle turns to third. He's going to score. Nice stop by Ryan Schaefer. Couldn't quite get the ball out of his glove. Hoff beats it out. Tim Cottle, good base running. Never slowed down around third base. So Logan Hoff, an infield single. Cottle scores all the way from second base, and we're tied at 3-3. I'll bring up Cody Josephek. Nice play by Ryan Schaefer. Daryl Galloway will pinch run for Hoff. They call that the courtesy runner at the high school level. Your pitcher does not have to run the bases. And there's a pitch high to Josephek. Cody, a four-pitch walk to lead off the second inning. So lots of threes and lots of twos up there. Three for the home team, three for the guests, third inning. Then two ball, that's not right. That's the first pitch to Josephek. They haven't reset the balls and strikes. There they go. Still haven't. They've got Cody with a 3-2 count. It's actually 2-0.
Daryl, lead off a little.
Two balls, no strikes, two outs. That throw down to first base. Galloway just barely does get back as he took a big secondary lead. Pitch was a strike to Josephek. So two balls, one strike on Cody. Two outs. Bottom of the third inning. DeSales has tied it up at three each. On an infield single by Hoff and excellent heads-up base running by Tim Cottle. Fouled straight back by Josephek. Count evens at 2-2. On deck, Adam Eskel without a base hit his last time up. Well, two-out rally for DeSales. Tim Cottle walked, went to second on a hit-and-run ground out by Cameron Richmond. After Spencer Cordero led off the inning with a strikeout, and that pitch to Josephek is outside, and the count is full on Josephek. Hot day, one of the first warm days of spring, making Webb work out there in the third inning. Josephek takes the pitch high. He checks his swing, and they appeal it. They say, yes, he did check it. So a walk there. Galloway running for Hoff has moved down to second base.
Designated hitter,
and Adam Eskel, who punched a base hit in the right field in the second inning after getting some new life when the first baseman for the Panthers could not glove a little pop and foul territory. But Panthers got off the hook, did not give up a run in that second inning. There's a little ground ball to the right side, glove there by Schaefer, the second baseman, throws it over to first for the out. But DeSales gets the tying run. They get one run on one hit. There were no assaulting errors and two runners left on base. We played three complete innings and we're tied at three in this district championship game on 100.7 FM KHSS.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
Protecting expensive farm equipment from wear and excessive maintenance costs is a top priority for Valley farmers. Walla Walla Farmers Co-op is proud to offer the new Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel. This premium diesel keeps your equipment in top shape. Farmers will find better fuel efficiency, more power, and quicker starts, along with keeping your equipment in like new operating condition. To find out more, give Larry Galloway a call at 525-6690.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we headed the fourth inning of this seven-inning high school contest. Sales has been out, hit 6-3, but they're tied on the scoreboard at 3 apiece with the Asotin Panthers. Asotin got four of those hits in the first inning. The first four batters that came up in the game got hits, and three of them came around to score as Asotin took an early 3-0 lead, but the Irish have come back to tie it with two in the bottom of the first and another one here in the bottom of the third. Trimmel, Aaron Trimmel, the freshman first baseman, is a 1-1 count working against Logan Hoff, the Irish pitcher. The winner will be declared the district champion and be the number one seed in the Region 4 tournament, which will be played right here at Brzeski Stadium. There's a breaking ball that didn't break. It hits Trimmel right in the shoulder, and so Hoff has allowed the leadoff runner to reach base for the third time in four innings. Now Jim Holman, Soden coach, is going to do some substituting of some kind. He comes down all the way to home plate umpire, and they're going to bring in a pinch runner. That's Neil Landreth, a sophomore who will run for Trimmel. So Landris, the sophomore, will run for Aaron Trimmel, kind of a stoutly built freshman. At the plate will be Ryan Schaefer. Schaefer walked and was erased on a nice double play started by Travis Haynes. To square to punt, pitches low and away, backhanded, knocked down by Richmond, throws down to first base. Landris gets back. Cameron thought he had him. So a lot going on that play as Schaefer had squared the bunt, pulled the bat back on a pitch way outside. Richmond knocked it down, then a snap throw down to get the pinch runner. Landris couldn't get this little chopper right at the shortstop. Haynes drifts right behind second base and makes the catch. So Trimmel will have to stay at first base.
Right fielder Ian Hurst.
That'll bring up Ian Hurst. Freshman hit into a double play. Travis Hain fielded the ground ball, touched the bag at second himself, and threw over to first. As a pitch in the dirt knocked down nicely by Cameron Richmond. Cameron, good fundamentals behind the plate for the freshman for DeSales. Fourth inning. That ball's hit hard down the left field side, but foul by about 2 feet. Hurst really turned on that. Lined it. Foul by about 2 feet. That would have been extra bases. Instead, it's a strike, and Hoff is ahead in the count on Hurst. No balls, two strikes. Thanks. Say just one strike. Next pitch is called strike outside, so obviously I was wrong. Now it's two strikes.
on Hearst. Landris, the pinch runner. Not much to lead. A little chopper to Hain. It's short. Goes to Dean. His second toss across. The first and ball dropped by Tim Cottle. Wow, the Irish coaching staff ready to say great defense. Cameron Richmond, the catcher, was almost in the dugout, and Tim Cottle just got a little handcuffed somehow. Nice throw, but anyway, so an error. You can't assume the double play, so no error there. So Hearst is safe at first on the fielder's choice. And the top of the order, Robert McIntosh, but a punt single his last time up. He's 2 for 2. Takes the first pitch low and away. McIntosh was 1 for 6 with a couple of strikeouts when these teams met the doubleheader for the regular season title last week in Ahsoka. They had a nice day at the plate early in this one. And he's ahead of Hoff now, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes on McIntosh. Next pitch over for a strike to McIntosh. Base hit up the middle and scored in the first inning, and a bunt single and a stolen base in the second inning. McIntosh makes the next pitch outside, 3-1. Score tied at 3. This is the halfway point, the middle of the third inning. There's a pitch low, gets through Cameron Richmond, but his ball 4, so the runners will move up anyway. So the Panthers trying to get a little two-out rally going. Hearst is at second. McIntosh is at first. Sailed is a bobble ball away from being in the dugout. And now the Panthers have 2 on. Parsons takes the next pitch low in the dirt, knocked down by Richmond, but it squirts away from him, and the runners will move up. So the Panthers move up 90 feet. Now Kim Cox wants a little timeout to talk to Hoff and Richmond. Actually, it's going to make a change. Logan Hoff's going to come out of the game. Cameron Richmond is going to take the catcher's gear off and pitch, and Joe Dean, the second baseman, will go to catcher. So we have a pitching change as Hoff has got himself in trouble with 2 outs now and 2 runners on. We'll take a little break, come back with after the defensive changes for the Irish are completed. DeSales, Minnesota, tied at 3 in the district championship game on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
So what we have here is Cameron Richmond, a freshman, will go from catcher to pitcher. On the regular season, Cameron and Logan had very similar statistics. Cameron has 8 wins and no losses. The pitching stats don't actually match up completely with the overall record for DeSales. So Hawk is listed at 9-1, Richmond at 8, and then there's nothing on the loss column, but DeSales has lost 2 games, they're 17-2. And then Joe Dean came in from second base to catch, which now Travis Hain will move from shorts to second, and Logan Hoff will move from the mound out to shortstop. Cameron Richmond working very quickly as a ball and a strike on Grant Parsons. So the Soton Panthers have the go-ahead runs at third and second base, and Richmond's next pitch low and away. And Parsons is asking for timeout. They didn't give it to him. And the pitch was outside, 3-1, pitch high to Parsons. Ball four. So Cameron Richmond working quickly, struggling to find the zone. And just like that, with two outs, the Soton has the bases loaded. Two outs. And a bobble ball at first place, first base from an inning-ending double play. And just like that, the Panthers have the bases loaded. And very productive hitter in Jackson Webb at the plate. Webb, the pitcher for the Panthers, had a double on one hop off the wall to bring in two runs in the first inning. Richmond, a diet of curveballs outside. One that found the strike zone, one that hasn't. Count even at 1-1 on Webb. Big moment here as Webb pops it up in the infield. Battling the sun is Hoff. He'll drift in and make the catch. So the sail gets off the hook. Base is loaded. And the Panthers get no runs. There were no hits. No DeSales errors. And three big Panthers left on the base. Paths. Made it to the bottom of the fourth inning. No, and we're tied at three apiece on the district championship game on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With five conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
Hassle-free, pressure-free, worry-free. Since 1950, these three statements have described the way Dale Graves does business. Hassle-free because they simply don't allow it. Pressure-free because high pressure is not the way to do business. And worry-free because their award-winning service department backs up all their sales. Others may make these claims. Dale Graves has been the dealership of choice for over 60 years. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, a tradition of satisfaction since 1950. South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Now the Sales dodged a bullet in the top of the fourth inning. A botched double play attempt, a hit batter, and a couple of walks, and the Panthers had the bases loaded. But a pop-up in the infield ended the inning. And we're tied at three, heading to the bottom of the fourth inning. Kyler Pomeranian will come to plate. Kyler, a nice sacrifice bunt in the second inning that moved two runners into scoring position with just one out. The Sales couldn't get the run in, though. He takes first pitch, and now the second pitch from the quickly working Jackson Webb for two balls. Kyler, 464 hitter. Nice to have that production at the bottom of your batting order. Number nine hitter in the order. Takes the next pitch for a strike. And next pitch over for strike two. Looking down to the Sales bullpen, Cameron Richmond, who went from catcher to pitcher, will now get some extra warm-up tosses in. There's a little looper into right field that played perfectly defensively by Ian Hurst. Soton defense playing very shallow against Pomeranian. And Hurst had to move just a couple steps to his left to make that play. So the Irish turn the lineup over now to the top of the order for Joe Dean. Joe is 0-1. He walked and scored in the first inning. Takes that pitch low from Webb. Joe, a 409 hitter on the season. Solid ball game here. We're tied at three in the bottom of the fourth inning. Joe squares the bunt and pulls the bat back. and as a head in the count, no 2-0. Postseason baseball. What a way to get it underway weather-wise. Beautiful weather today as Jodine takes a called strike. 2-1 pitch off the corner outside for ball three. On deck, Travis Hain. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Dean. Also outside, so Joe draws his second walk of the game. Travis Hain, who had an RBI double his first time up, and then kind of a controversial is the right word, but a questionable check swing on a 3-2 pitch. Was in the dirt. He took off for first base, where they threw him out. But the Irish folks felt he held up, and it should have been ball four. He'll square to bunt. He bunts it foul. Now, I think Travis was sacrificed bunting there. He squared real late, kind of more of a running bunt, drag bunt look to it. He may have done on his own. He's looking to Coach Cox for the signs now. One strike on Hain. Dean down at first base. Joe leaning back towards first, and there's a soft throw over. And that first inning when Joe ended up scoring, he was fooled by a wet throw over, but Joe didn't hesitate, took off for second base in a hurry and got down there. And there's a push bunt back to Webb. Webb will turn and throw down to second base, and it's dropped out there by the shortstop, McIntosh. And Webb made the right decision. They had, and he had enough time to get Dean, and McIntosh running from his shortstop spot. That's a tough situation. He's running to his left. A runner's coming right at him. The ball's coming towards him at the same time, and he couldn't make the play. Dean is safe at second. We'll call that an error on the shortstop. And Hain is safe at first, so the Irish used the bunt to put the pressure on the Panther defense. And now Spencer Cordero, who's had a rough day at the plate, he's jammed. It's a little fly ball left field for the out on the first pitch. The crowd got it excited at first because it looked like it was going to be a harder hit ball than it really was. Just kind of died out there in left field as Spencer was jammed. So Spencer having a tough day at the plate. A couple strikeouts and now a fly ball out. And two outs now for DeSales and Tim Cottle. Chance to get the Irish to lead with a clutch hit here with Dean down at second base. Cottle takes the first pitch low for ball one. Cottle walked and scored the tying run in the third inning. Scored all the way from second base on a two-out infield single by Travis Hain. Good, smart base running by Cottle. Next pitch up and away to Tim. He leads the sales and RBIs with 27. He'd like to pick up his 28th here and get the sales a lead. We're tied at three. Dean at second. Hain at first. Next pitch also low. So 3-0 on Cottle. See if Coach Cox gives him the green light here, 3-0. That would be taking all the way to strike one. Cameron Richmond, the freshman's on deck. Now the pitcher for DeSales in this 3-3 ball game. 3-1 pitch up and in to Cottle for ball four. So Tim works his second walk, and Cameron Richmond, who had a clutch two-out base hit in the first inning, to get the second run in for DeSales. A chance to give the Irish a lead here. The bases are loaded, and we've got a timeout from the Asotin dugout as Travis Smith, the Panther assistant, will come out and talk to Webb. Decide how they want to pitch to Richmond. Cameron is a 360 hitter. Looking at the different regional tournaments, coming to Burleski Stadium next week will be the number one team out of District 5-6. That'll be either Riverside Christian or Warden. The winner of this game will be in this regional as well. Timeout period is over. Swing and a miss on a fastball up in the eyes on Cameron Richmond. Cameron guessing that he's going to want to throw a first pitch strike. That one was up above the numbers. Cameron took a healthy swing at it. Here's a one strike pitch. Pop foul out of play on the right side. So Webb quickly ahead of the freshman Cameron Richmond. No balls, two strikes. Tied at three, bases loaded. Soton had the bases loaded in the top of this inning and could not break the tie. The Sales trying to break it with the bases loaded here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitched along the way to Richmond. Ball one. Good discipline by Cameron laying off that pitch with two strikes on him. Infield is playing deep. Outfield playing shallow. In fact, the right fielder shifted way over into right center field. Cameron takes the next pitch up and away. Interesting defensive positioning for the Panthers. The left fielder straight away left field. The center fielder, Avery Hurst, is in left center. And the right fielder, Ian Hurst, is way over into right center field. A lot of room down that right field line. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Hit hard through the hole on the left side for a base hit. Left fielder's got the ball, they wave it. Oh, the late stop sign by Coach Cox. And a one-hop speed by Seth Morton to the plate. But Coach Cox holds up Kane. And a nice clutch single by Cameron Richmond, his second RBI of the game. Both coming on two-out base hits. Connell moves up the second. Joe Dean scores. Remember, Joe was safe at second on a drop ball by the left fielder, and now it looks like the Panthers are going to switch pitchers. As the left fielder is going to come in to pitch. Webb is done for the day. Morton, who came in the third inning of the second game of the doubleheader against the Soton in the midst of a four-run third inning. The Irish end up losing that game 6-0. So it's a pitching change, and DeSales with the lead now 4-3. And they'll have the bases loaded when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
40%. That's how much a new Lennox high-efficient heat pump system can save you over your current energy-robbing system. Add in a $1,500 rebate and a $500 federal tax credit, and now you're talking savings. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and we know every penny counts, and we want to help you stretch your energy budget. Our XP17 heat pump is the highest-rated single-stage unit available and the quietest. If you're tired of overpaying the utility company, give us a call for your free energy survey. Call 525-488.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Logan Hoff, who was the starting pitcher for DeSales, had to leave after 3 2/3 innings after the bases were loaded. The Irish were able to wriggle off the hook. A Soton's pitcher, Jackson Webb, not able to do the same. He leaves with after 3 2/3, but Cameron Richmond touches him for a clutch RBI base hit. Now Hoff is trying to add to that lead for the Irish. He's ahead of Morton, now 3-0. So Seth Morton, the junior for the Panthers, has come in and thrown three straight balls to Hoff. No place to put them. The bases are loaded. Hayne at third, Connell at second, Richmond at first. And the next pitch is ball four. So Hoff picks up an RBI via the bases loaded walk, and DeSales has got in the Soton bullpen and has scored two runs here in the bottom of the fourth inning to take a 5-3 lead.
33.
Yeah, it's the little things in all sports, baseball maybe more than any other, and a couple of dropped balls on outs, definite out possibilities by both teams. The Irish was able to survive their mistake on a play that would have been a double play. The Panthers not able to survive the shortstop, McIntosh, dropping a ball on a punt out of second base on a throw from Webb, the pitcher, which allowed Joe Dean to reach safely. And now with two outs, the Sales has the bases loaded, and Morton is having trouble throwing strikes now to Cody Josefek. He's 2-0, and there's the first strike. Oh, Josefek's third at bat. He's walked twice in this game, has not been able to come around and score, however. Cottle at third, Richmond at second, popped at first. That pitch was high by Morton. Josefek, the eighth Irish batter to come to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth inning. DeSales up 5-3 now. Winner will play here in Burleski Stadium next week as the number one seed out of District 9 in the regional tournament. Next pitch is also inside to Josefek. Another walk. So the Irish walking around the bases, moving up 90 feet at a time. A two-out base hit by Cameron Richmond, and now two forced-in runs, all charged to Webb. Richmond at third base, the final hitter that Webb is base runner now that Webb is responsible for. 6-3 as DeSales has put up a three spot here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Adam Eskel is at the plate. We'll try to continue it. And there's a strike right down the middle to the sophomore. Adam, 1-for-2, a base hit back in the second inning. There's a sharp base hit to right field. It's going to get down for a hit. And the center fielder slips and falls on a score two. As Pop scores from second. So Adam Eskel, a solid two-run single for the Irish, has scored five runs with two outs and have opened up an 8-3 lead on the Assotin Panthers. So Josefek is now at second base. Hoff scores from second. Richmond scores from third. Five in for the Irish. And Kyler Pomeranian, a swing, never foul, rolls right into the third base dugout. Mike Postlewaite gloves it. So DeSales has batted around now. Pomeranian started this inning with a fly ball out to right field. Takes the next pitch. Low for ball one. So Morton couldn't find the strike zone, walked in a couple runs, and when he did find the strike zone, Eskel made him pay with a two-run single. There's a ball hit through the hole on the left side, just past the diving third baseman, and the bases are loaded again. A little seeing eye single for Kyler Pomeranian. And Joe Dean will come up. The Sales having a big inning, all with two outs. They scored five runs. Just two hits in the inning. One, two, three, four walks, and an Assotin error. Joe Dean takes the first pitch over at the knees for strike one. Joe's fourth at bat of the game. He walked and then was safe at second on a sacrifice bunt attempt where Webb threw down to second base, and McIntosh couldn't put the squeeze on it. Joe is going to be out easily. Next pitch inside. And now with two outs, the Sales has five runs on the board in this inning. Next pitch up and away. A couple bases loaded, walks, and a two-run single by Adam Eskel. 2-1 pitch to Dean. In the dirt for ball three. Now Seth Morton was put in a very tough situation. Coming in with the bases loaded. And he hasn't been able to put the fire out. There's a pitch low for ball four. The third bases loaded walk of the inning. The walk parade continues. Josefek comes in to score. Eskel's now over at third. Pomeranian is at second. Joe Dean's at first. And Travis Hain will try to keep it going Travis is 1-for-3 with an RBI double his first time up. He's scored twice in this game. 9-3 now to Sales with a commanding lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch over for strike one right at the belt against Travis. Disciplined at bats for DeSales, drawing the walks with the bases loaded. There's a pop-up that's going to get out of play just behind the dugout on the first base side. Hain behind Morton now, no balls, two strikes. Well, DeSales has been out hitting this game. They only had three hits coming into this inning. A couple of timely hits. One by Richmond, the big one by Cameron, with two outs and the bases loaded, and no runs in at that time for DeSales, but the floodgates have opened. Three bases loaded base on balls, and then a two-run single by Adam Eskel. And DeSales has scored six in the inning. Next pitch is up high for a ball to Hain. Long inning for the Panthers. Foul back by Hain. The top of the inning, the Panthers had the bases loaded with two outs. But a pop-up in the infield ended that threat. DeSales loaded the bases with two outs, and they're still up, having scored six runs with two outs. Here's a 2-2 pitch to Hain. It'll chop up the third base side. It's going to be foul. And the count will stay at 2-2 on Hain. Travis has made the pitcher work in most of his at-bats. Full count in the first inning before doubling in a run. Full count before striking out on a check swing. Got a ball of the dirt. His second time up. There's a little tip foul. Did it hit the ground? No, they say he caught it in the air. And Tim Cox is saying that ball hit the ground. And now they're going to ask the umpires to check on things. Yep, foul ball hit the ground. So if Soden, the body language says it all, they're like, oh, man, we got to go back out there. Yes, they do. So the umpires did a nice job. They got it right on a foul tip. It's called a foul tip. If it goes into the catcher's glove and he squeezes it and holds it, if he can't hold on to it, it's a foul ball. And that ball hit the dirt before it went into the glove. So Haynes got another chance here. He fouled this one straight back. And the count will stay at 2-2. Now, some people might think, come on, DeSales, you got six runs already. But when you got them down, keep them down. I was trying to add on some more here with the bases loaded. Haynes at the plate. Takes that one just low at the knees. Count is full at 3-2. Morton working in the windup. All the runners going at the base loaded. The ball lifted in the left center field. That's going to get down for extra bases. It'll clear the bases with the runners on the move with the count full. Hain with a bases clearing double. The count was full. There were two out. As soon as the pitcher went into the windup, the runners took off running. Hain lifted it into left center field for his second double of the game, his fourth RBI of the game, and DeSales has really blown this one open. 12-3. Now our score is as Dean scores, Eskel scores, and Pomeraning scores. And we've got another meeting at the mound for Soden, as it's not been good for Seth Morton since coming in. He's only been able to record one out. No, he hasn't been able to record any outs, I'm sorry. And we've got another pitching change. So we'll come back with the defensive changes. The Irish are up 12-3, all with two outs. They scored 9 runs with 2 outs and still batting here in the bottom of the 4th inning, leading 12-3 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you need to expand your inventory or hire another employee? How do you make the most of your cash flow? How can you reduce or eliminate fees on your business checking account? These are issues that we at Community Bank help solve on a day-in, day-out basis. Need a good business bank? No problem. Community Bank, local money working for local people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Solutions, not problems.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, the Sales boys are in the midst of a huge two-out rally. They have scored 9 runs with 2 outs in the bottom of the 4th inning and are still batting. Soton on their 3rd pitcher of the inning as Aaron Trimmel, the freshman, will come in from first base.
Soton now playing third base. Number 2, Eric Loseth.
Loseth is coming off the bench for Soton to play third base as Soton's got players moved all over the place as the wheels have come off of the Panthers here in the bottom of the 4th inning from Burleski Stadium. That was an off-speed pitch, swing and a miss by Cordero. Spencer, the 13th batter to come to the plate here in the 4th inning. Spencer having a tough day at the plate, couple of strikeouts and a flyout, 0-3. Hits that one hard, third base side, pass the dive close, base hit for Cordero. And Hain will move up to third. And the hit parade continues, started off fairly innocently in this inning. Pop fly out by Kyler Pomeraning, a walk to Joe Dean. Then on a sacrifice bunt attempt by Travis Hain, Dean was safe at second base when they couldn't handle the throw down there. Cordero flew out for the second out, and then a walk, a hit, a walk, a walk, a walk, with the bases loaded, and the rally was on. Now Tim Cottle, who walked and scored earlier in this inning, has walked twice in this ball game, takes ball one from Trimmel. Cordero at first, Hain at third. 9 runs in for the Irish. Next pitch, right on the outside corner for strike one. Cameron Richmond on deck, the freshman. Clutch, base hit with 2 outs and the bases loaded, started the run scoring in this inning. Panthers had a chance to get off the hook, couldn't do it. Next pitch to Cottle. Low, missed the pitch a moment ago. It's ball 3 and 1 strike on Tim Cottle. Tim, 377 hitter on the season, been very economical at the plate. Walked and scored twice, 2 walks and 2 scores. There's a ball hit hard from the left side for a base hit. The Sales batter is very comfortable at the plate right now. RBI single for Cottle. I know I keep saying it, but all of this coming with 2 outs, thanks to this guy, Cameron Richmond, the freshman. The RBI single, his first time up in this inning. And the Irish have gone on to score 9 more, 10 total. Take a 3-3 ball game, and now they're up 13-3. Swing and a miss by Cameron on a fastball right down the middle. So Aaron Trimmel, the freshman for Soton, going against Cameron Richmond, the freshman for DeSales. Cordero's now over at second base. Trimmel working from the stretch. Hit hard to the left side. That's another base hit. Cordero's going to hold up at third base, and that'll load him up for Logan Hoft. So a solid base hit for Cameron Richmond, his third base hit of the game. Connell moves to second. Cordero moves to third. And for the umpteenth time in this inning, DeSales has the bases loaded. Seth Morton, the junior reliever, tough spot to put him in. He walked in three runs, sandwiched around a couple of RBI, a two RBI single. Logan Hoft at the plate takes it high and outside. Sales, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th batter to come to the plate in this inning unofficially. Ball and a strike on Hoft. One. Yep. Next pitch, also a strike. One ball, two strikes. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yep, 16th batter. 10 of them have crossed the plate. Next pitch, low for ball two. 2-2. 10 across the plate, 3 on base. That's 13. 1 up to bat, that's 14. 2 outs. That makes 16. Trimble's next pitch low and away, and the count has gone full on Hoft. No place to put him. Logan, a bases loaded walk. His first at bat at this inning. Coach Cox wants to check the count, which doesn't match what's on the scoreboard. Now the runners will take off again. 3-2 pitch up in the eyes of Hoft for a ball. So Logan will trot down to first base. Richmond goes to second. Cottle goes to third. Cordero got on with the base hit. Will come in to score.
Your attention, please. Hitting
11 runs in for DeSales. They lead it 14-3. Now Darryl Galloway is going to get at bat for Josephek. He'll bat in Cody Josephek's spot. Josephek walked 3 times, once with the bases loaded. Darryl Galloway.
Come on, Darryl. Get a paper.
Takes the next pitch low and away for ball two. Darryl, a 266 hitter. He's a sophomore. Next pitch is up for ball three. Again, no place to put Galloway. Panther pitchers having a nightmare of an inning here. Can't find the plate, and when they do, the Irish getting base hit. And Galloway draws the walk. Another RBI, another run in. And the DeSales has had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 straight batters reach base and come around to score. 15-3. The start of this inning, we were tied at 3-3. Tight ball game. Soton had the bases loaded in the top of the inning and couldn't score. And all of this coming with 2 outs. There's a called strike on Adam Eskel. Eskel, a 2-run single, with the bases loaded his last time up. He hits that one sharply to right field. It's going to get by the right fielder all the way to the warning track, and that will clear the bases. Eskel's going to keep on his horse and go all the way to third base. That'll be a base hit for Eskel. And one RBI will say, and then a 2-base error on the right fielder. And the nightmare continues for the Panthers. The DeSales Irish boys continue to make things happen. 18-3. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 runs in this inning. Tyler Pomeranian's third at bat of the inning. And it's, he's even at 1-1 as I try to count up the runs for the Irish. There's a little chopper to the shortstop. McIntosh scoops it up, throws across, and finally the inning is over. The sale sends 19 batters to the plate unofficially. They score 15 runs. On 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hits, there was two Asotin errors, one runner left on base. Huge inning for the Irish. They lead it 18-3. And unless Asotin can put up 6 runs here in the top of the 5th inning, this game will be over. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, Cameron Richmond on the mound. He did not start the ball game. He came in with the bases loaded and two outs and was able to induce a pop-up from Jackson Webb to keep the Panthers off the scoreboard. And then with two outs and the bases loaded, Cameron Richmond came up in the bottom of the inning and started a 15-run, two-out rally. And now he stands to be the winning pitcher in this district championship game. He faces Loseth. Eric Loseth, who's in the ball game for Seth Morton, who was a victim of in that 15-run rally. Loseth, takes that pitch for a ball. We're two balls, two strikes as they get Loseth in the book. He takes another one low and away. The count's full now on Loseth. Loseth is a sophomore. Looking at my notes from the doubleheader up at Asotin, he started at third base in the first game and was 1-for-3 with a double. He earns a walk there on a high pitch. And he came in the second game and was 0-for-2. He earns a walk there. Now Avery Hirsch will come to the plate. This will pop up the third baseline. It's going to stay foul. So I think Hirsch just kind of did that on his own. Coach Holman looking over there going, well, okay, we need 15 runs. No time to be playing little ball right now. So Hirsch hustling down the first baseline will come back and pick up the bat. Next pitch up and away by Richmond. Count even at a ball and strike. It's a good problem to have, but it's tough on a pitcher when you have such a huge long inning. There's a pop up in foul territory. Cottle will shield the sun and make the catch. The first out is recorded. 10-run rule is in effect in high school baseball in the postseason. Once you've gotten to the fifth inning, which is where we're at, if you are up by 10 runs, the game is over. So the Irish just have to keep Asotin from scoring 6 runs in this inning. Richmond coming sidewinder on that pitch, low and away to Josh Trimble. Trimble's 0-for-2 with a strikeout in this one. There's a fly ball to center field with a beat on it as Riley Roach camps under it, makes the catch. And the Sales now one out away from the district championship and an opportunity to play right here on this same field next weekend in the regional tournament. The District 9, number one seed, will play at Burleski next Saturday at 1 p.m. against a third-place team out of District 5-6. And it's looking more and more like that will be DeSales. Asotin will most likely now be traveling to Spokane to take on the number one team from District 7. There's a base hit by Aaron Trimmel. Daryl Galloway now playing third, bobbles it briefly, but gets it back in. So Aaron Trimmel, the freshman, with a base hit to keep things going for Asotin. Losef moves down to second base. Now Ryan Schaefer, second baseman, will step in. He's 0 for 1 in the ball game. And a pitch off the corner outside. Cameron's had a big day. A couple real clutch base hits in this one. There's a hard hit ball to left field over Pomeranz's head, off the wall. I thought it went over the fence. It stays in the park. A run will score. Off the base of the chain link. I lost sight of it as it went right in front of the Doyle Electric sign, which is white. And so Asotin not giving in here. An RBI double off the fence in left field by Ryan Schaefer scores Losef from second base and moves Aaron Trimmel over to third.
Did you please?
And it's now 18-4.
For Asotin, number 8, Jeff Pryor.
Jeff Pryor will bat for Ian Hurst here in the fifth inning. Pryor, a senior for the Panthers, chops one foul at the plate, right, rolls back to the planking behind home plate for strike one on Pryor. Breaking ball over for strike two. The Sales try to run their record to 18-2. Asotin heading into last Saturday's action was undefeated. Now they've lost three in a row, all to the Sales as Pryor takes the call, third strike. Asotin gets one run back in the top of the fifth inning on two hits, no DeSales errors, and two runners left on base. That's the end of the ball game. Asotin can only push one across in the top of the fifth. DeSales is going to win it 18-4, being shortened by the 10-run rule. We'll be back with a happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage. Prepare to have your car buying experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Isuzu, Mercedes, Chevy, Subaru, Cadillac, or Honda, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
Today's Crop Production Services. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and they've had the trophy presentations. Asotin takes the number 2 seed into the regionals and the second place district tournament trophy, and the Irish boys win the district title. They're huddled up just beyond the third base grass dirt cutout, closing out the game with prayer and another district title. So DeSales runs their record to 18-2. Asotin drops to 17-3. They were 17-0 until they met up with the Irish in the last three games. Doubleheader last week and then district championship game today. All DeSales wins. This one 18-4. The Irish 18 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. They left 6 runners on base. Asotin 4 runs on 8 hits. Half of those hits came in the first inning. Their first 4 batters got hits as they jumped out to an early 3-0 lead. And they committed 2 errors and left 8 on base, including 3 base runners in that pivotal 4th inning. 3 on, 2 out, no runs in for Asotin in the top of the 4th. Cameron Richmond came in, was able to get Jackson Webb to pop up in the infield. And in the bottom half of the 4th inning, with 2 outs and the bases loaded, Cameron Richmond, a base hit to Chase Webb. Seth Morton came in, couldn't find the plate. The floodgates opened completely, several walks, several hits, a couple of Asotin errors, 15 runs in the 4th inning, and DeSales blows it open for the 18-4 win. Cameron Richmond, the freshman, gets the win to run his record to 9-0. Jackson Webb gets the loss for Asotin. Well, that wraps up the district tournament. That's the line score. We'll come back and take a look at the regional tournament bracket and where the teams from District 9 will be headed when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The best way to correct behavior problems in pets is to never let them develop in the first place. Encourage good behavior with praise and attention. Correct bad behaviors by providing positive alternatives. For instance, a toy is better for a pet to chew on than your favorite slippers. Physical punishment or forced compliance to commands can lead to biting or aggression. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Customers love the fact that all our new vehicles are value-priced. It makes buying a new vehicle fun again. So we've decided to make another big change. Now, all our used vehicles are also value-priced. No negotiation is necessary, and you can feel confident that you are getting a quality used vehicle at a great price. So as we continue to whittle away at this recession, visit our new website, ebadgeandtoyota.com, and pick out your favorite vehicle, whether new or used, value-priced. Ebadge and Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is a great way for you to see what's happening at your local parish or Catholic school. Whether it's the Altar Society, the Catholic Daughters, the Knights of Columbus, or various parish ministries, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com will help you stay involved. If you have travel plans, use OurCatholicNeighborhood.com to learn more about the Catholic presence at your destination before your arrival. There are literally thousands of links to the internet-enabled Catholic world at OurCatholicNeighborhood.com. Start exploring today.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live and take a look at the brackets here of the regional tournament. Now that the district tournament is for 2012 for 2B baseball is over. We'll close out the bracket. It started on Tuesday. Waitsburg Prescott beat Teak Oaks Dale Rosalia 10-0. Dayton beat Liberty Christian 8-0. And then today at Burleski Stadium, Waitsburg Prescott shut out Dayton 6-0. Waitsburg Prescott takes the number 3 seed to Region 2 in the regional tournaments next week. That'll be played at Adna High School. And then in the district championship game, DeSales uses a 15-run fourth inning to beat Asotin 18-4. And the Irish will be the number 1 seed from District 9. They will play in Region 4 right here in Walla Walla at Burleski Stadium next Saturday. Asotin will travel to Spokane. You know, travel-wise, either way, it was 6-1, half a dozen to the other for Asotin, but definitely easier for the Irish to stay right here at Burleski Stadium for regionals as opposed to traveling to Shadle Park High School in Spokane. Possible opponents as we look into the regional tournament bracket. Waitsburg Prescott traveling to Adna will take on the number 2 seed from District 1, 2, 3. That will either be Concrete or Seattle Lutheran, who are also playing today. Seattle Lutheran, the defending state champions. Asotin will travel to Shadle Park, and they will take on the number 1 seed from District 7 at 1 p.m. District 7 has their district tournament on Monday. It'll be either Lynn-Ritzville, Sprague, or Northwest Christian that the Panthers will meet. And then the Sales will play the third-place team out of District 5-6. Now, they played their district tournament yesterday. Kim Cox was able to travel up to that tournament in Wenatchee. I've not had a chance to talk to Kim about the results of those games, but there were 4 teams playing for that third-place spot: Brewster, Libertyville, Kittitas, and Lake Roosevelt. So the Irish will take on one of those teams in the first round. Other teams coming to Walla Walla next week will be the number 1 seed out of District 5-6. That will be either Riverside Christian or Warden. Warden was a state finalist last year. Very good ball club coming back this year. And also coming to our district, our regional, will be the number 2 team out of District 7, which will be the loser of the Lynn-Ritzville Northwest Christian game versus either Kettle Falls or Reardon. So the Irish get to stay home, and there's a plethora of teams that might be joining them down here at Burleski Stadium for an opportunity to advance to the state semifinals, which will be played Memorial Day weekend at Central Washington University in Ellensburg. That's a look at the brackets. We'll be back to wrap things up, share a few stats, name our Dairy Queen player of the game. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. GISA, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you've worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of GISA's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GISAHomeLoans.com. GISA, it's where you belong. GISA Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries. At Super One Foods, we know that the two biggest things on your mind when you arrive are how quickly you can get your shopping done and how much money will be in your pocket when you walk out the door. That's why we work so hard to present you with an enjoyable one-stop shopping experience that saves you time and money and has you leaving with a smile on your face. Stop by our meat department for specialty cuts for carne asada, as well as Painted Hills USDA Choice All-Natural Beef and St. Helens USDA Choice Beef, premium, grain-fed, and raised right here in the Northwest. Super One Foods, we set the standard.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live to wrap things up here at Burleski Stadium. We'll be back here next Saturday for the regional tournament because the Irish defeat the Soden 18-4 to earn the number one seed into the Region 4 tournament and a chance to win two next Saturday and advance to the state semifinals in Ellensburg. The Irish run their record to 18-2. A lot of nice stats going straight down the score sheet for DeSales. Joe Dean, 0-for-1 at the plate, but scored three times and had an RBI as base on balls. Travis Hain, 2-for-4 with two doubles and four RBIs and scored three times. Spencer Cordero, 1-for-4, scored a run. Tim Cottle, 1-for-2, scored three times and had an RBI. Cameron Richmond, 3-for-4. Two RBIs, scored twice, and was a winning pitcher. Logan Hoff, 1-for-2, three RBIs, scored a couple times. Cody Josephek scored a run, had an RBI, walked three times. Darryl Galloway, a walk that drove in a run. Adam Eskel, the sophomore designated hitter, 3-for-4 with three RBIs and scored a run. And Kyler Pomeraning, 1-for-3 and scored a run. So every DeSales player got on base. Every DeSales player scored, and most DeSales players got RBIs as well. But I circled Cameron Richmond's line. The freshman had an RBI single in the first inning with two outs when the Irish are down 3-1. And then in the fourth inning, with the bases loaded, two outs, the score tied at 3, Cameron had an RBI single, and that opened up a huge floodgate. DeSales would score 14 more times in the inning and end up winning this game 18-4. So Cameron had two ribbies, both with two outs in clutch situations, the second one blowing the game wide open. And he came on in relief of Logan Hoff with the bases loaded and two out and induced a pop-up where the Asotin relievers came in and could not throw the ball across the plate. So Cameron Richmond is our Dairy Queen player of the game. Well, that's going to about wrap it up. The Sales will play at 1 o'clock next Saturday here at Burleski Stadium in the regional tournament against the number 3 team out of the District 5-6 tournament, which could be Brewster, Kittitas, Lake Roosevelt, or Liberty Bell. Until then, this is Mike Spies saying God bless. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Mother's Day weekend. Be nice to your mom every day, especially tomorrow. So until next Saturday, great job back at the studio. And thanks to all our great sponsors, and we'll send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.